This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to sit, like, how are we doing? Good and bad. We want to know if something's worth it. Like, there's this influencer who Aaron hates for some reason.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Leo Skeppy.
Do you know who it is?
No, but it kills me a little bit. He's got my son's name, so.
Oh, Leo.
Any bad Leos out there, I don't.
Yeah.
Come on.
So
do better.
He just flew 1,600 miles from Texas to New York City for a Caesar salad wrap.
What?
There's apparently some sandwich shop in New York City that makes this Caesar salad wrap that is, like, celebrities talk about it. They're like, oh my God, if you've never had the thing at this whatever, Lenwich, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Lenwich in New York City. So they flew out for it. Did he say it was worth it? Did he say it was like... he just got slammed.
Yeah.
Because it's like... The flights had to be like thousands of dollars. Then I don't know if they stayed in a hotel or not, but it probably cost him $1,300 to $2,600 for three of them to go get three chicken Caesar salad
wraps.
Yeah,
they retail for like $14 each. So we flew all that way to get.
But I'm going to say this. I've flown to California just for an In-N-Out burger. And it was, I almost cursed. It was worth it.
Like you
when
think
we
so?
Didn't have In-N-Out here. Oh my God, so worth
there
it.
There is if you don't have it available to you. It's the only way, and then...
It's the demand. I get it.
I do.
But like, you didn't take a PJ.
No, Frontier Airlines at the time, they were like, you mention us, and we got like 20 listeners to get on a plane with us. We just took over a plane, jumped out at LAX, went and ate, and then jumped back on the plane.
That's cool.
That was worth it.
That's really cool, yeah. And it's not a wrap. Who wants to travel all that way for a wrap?
Yeah, but if it's a really good... Oh,
no.
You don't understand.
You don't need to go travel to eat healthy.
I'm going
to
tell you.
Make it worth it.
Yeah, here's what I want to do. I want people to call and say, I went here for blank and it was totally worth it. Like, are you one of those people who would fly to Chicago for whatever that pizza is that Oprah eats?
Giordano's or something like that.
There are definitely people who've done it.
Yeah. And I know people, that have it like mailed in and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I think they even make them frozen. Like, I don't think they'll ship them to you, but if you fly there, they'll hand them to you like ready to bake or something. And then you got it like, the strawberry thing that everybody's talking about.
Oh yeah.
Is it worth it? Has anybody had that? What's it called?
No.
Erewhon. Erewhon. Erewhon.
And they're sold at, is that the name of the store?
Yeah. It's like a really high end Sprouts.
That's the store, but the strawberry itself is something from Japan, I think.
Yeah, from Kyoto, I think.
It's $19 for a strawberry.
A single.
What?
Strawberry.
I'm going to say this.
Just one?
People who've eaten them say that it's worth it. I remember a long time ago doing something like this on the show, and we had a woman call in, and she was like an executive assistant for some filthy, rich Denver dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I want the strawberries. Because these have been around for a long time, or a version of them.
Mm-hmm.
He put her on a PJ, flew her, and she got like 24 of these strawberries, flew back, put them on his desk. He ate like two, and he's like, they're great. Take the rest.
They're great.
Oh my
God.
He didn't even want them all. It was just, it's a flex. It's a full on like.
Again, it's too healthy. All the way for fruit?
It's a.
Like a burger, you're talking me into it.
Is there a burger you'd fly for?
That is tough. Not a burger, but there is pizza. And I've mentioned it before.
If you say Casey's pizza is worth it, I'm going to let the phone people come in and like, nobody thinks it's
from
a gas station, dude.
Yeah, it is worth it. The breakfast pizza or just a pepperoni, it's worth it every time.
How could a pizza be?
I don't know. There's something about it. I don't know if it's, they put gas in it or something. I don't know. It is a gas station. I am aware.
With a big, stupid old font.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's so good.
All right.
Iowa people, back me up.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to take calls from people. Have you gone to great lengths to get something, and is it worth it? Or is there something you want to point out to us that is just flat out not worth it?
Mm.
I'll start. Mm.
Okay.
Well, first, if you've got a good worth it story, we want to hear it right now. 303-222-5423. Call, text.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. You guys ever heard of French Laundry?
Yes.
I have heard of it, yeah.
Yeah. That's like really fancy, isn't it?
It is impossible to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Months and months of, oh my God. If you're my friend, Chad, please turn the radio off.
Love you, Chad.
Chad, turn the radio off right now. I swear to God, you have to. Stacy, if you're listening, you also have to turn the radio off. Although Stacy's on my side on this. It months to get on this list. And then when you get there, it is price fixed menu. It's just like courses. But then in it, they can go, they're like, oh, you want, it's steak in this round, but if you want Wagyu, it's $100 upcharge. Oh, in this round, if you want the lobster instead of just imitation crab or whatever, it's another $100. Anyway.
Jeez. Aren't there only like a few seats each time? Or is
it's
that
like a house.
So it's small. And so
it's
okay.
Bigger. It's not as small as like in Vegas, where only like 19 people can sit a night, I think.
That's so small, they didn't even finish the name.
Do you know how to spell it?
No.
It's an E with a little weird thing. Okay. Anyway.
I know how to spell Casey's.
My buddy Chad, who's not listening right now, asked for it for his 40th birthday. And it's legendary. Everybody's like, and I think it's one of those things where everybody's just lying. It's like the emperor has no clothes.
Mm.
It's like no one's willing to say it. French Laundry sucks. It's not just bad. It's terrible.
Really?
And it was probably, I don't even know what Stacy spent that day, but it was probably pushing five figures.
Oh my gosh.
For the group of us who sat
there. Oh my God.
For all just little tiny.
Tiny, tiny little bites. And we're there with our buddy Gareth and Chat. And it's like, Gareth is also uncouth like me. And he's like, can I have some more of those Ritz crackers? And it's like, that's not what that was.
Oh no. Mm. But he thought they were.
No, it was like, it looked like a Ritz cracker with like Cheese Whiz on it. And they're like, no, it is foie gras flown in from like, I don't care. It tastes like a Ritz with like Cheese Whiz. It was not worth it.
Okay. Wow.
That's an example of not worth it. What do you have?
I mean, I love all of the tourist traps.
You think, this is one I want to talk about. You've seen the Mona Lisa.
I have.
Worth it?
Yes and no.
It's not.
Yes
it's
and
tiny,
no. Yes
I've
and
heard.
No. It is. It is a very small painting. But it's cool. It's art. It's something you get to cross off your bucket list and then you move on.
That's not crossing it off your bucket. Like, how's that worth it? You stood in line forever to look at a painting that's like
the size of a Post-it. It's a little bit bigger than that.
Do they
that.
Sell a bunch of merch and stuff around it? So aren't you kind of
at the museum?
And you're like looking at the thing that you're gonna eventually go look at.
How's that worth it? It's not worth
it. It's just cool. It's history. It's art. I don't know.
I'd like to take a bet amongst us right now. What are the bulk of our calls going to be? Are there going to be people going, yeah, I've flown to New York to this one sushi place and it's worth it? Or is it going to just be a bunch of negative Nancys like me going, I flew to Stonehenge and it's just like, oh, look, rocks.
Hey, I went there too and it was cool.
Is it worth it?
It was worth it.
No.
I liked it.
I have a positive one. Speaking of rocks,
go.
Red Rocks. Because when you move here, everyone's
you
like.
You are such a kiss butt right now.
But it's true, because you move here and everyone's in your ear.
That is 100%.
You gotta go. You gotta go to Red Rocks. And you're like, oh, chill out. Oh, fine. I'll go. And then you go, and then I became that person. Not telling everyone who comes. Like, you gotta go, dude. It's
you
awesome.
You have to.
It's a great. Yeah.
But
so
you
that
can't
is
just
definitely
go up and
it.
Hike. If that's also right. fun. You gotta go see a band. Who was your first band?
One Republic with the symphony. Yeah.
Cute.
Magical.
Magical.
If there's not a band playing, you just have to run up and down the stairs.
You don't have to run.
I wouldn't recommend that.
All right. So bad things, good things. No more texts about how crappy Casey's pizza is. Tell us the thing that you've done and tell us whether or not it's worth it. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're basically trying to not be complainy, but we kind of are. It's like,
well, we can be positive too, like good things that are worth it.
Yes. Like we're doing, is it worth it? So yes. Tell us the thing that's like, this person flew all the way across the country just for a chicken Caesar wrap. Worth it. It cost him about $2,300 all.
Not worth it.
No.
Aaron, you had one that you thought of after we.
Yeah. Just when you go to the airport, if it's granted, it depends on how long your trip is. Pay for parking in the garage. It's so worth it. Drive yourself there. Park in the garage.
If you're going somewhere for a week, it's not worth it because it's just a kajillion dollars.
No.
If you're going for like a weekend, it's just so nice to come back and get in your own damn car.
And you
car.
Don't have to worry about calling an Uber or where your friend is picking you up.
If
or...
you have children, park in the garage, especially if you're traveling with a car seat because you're that much closer.
Yes, absolutely.
I agree.
And I'll take it one step further. Pay for TSA pre-check.
Yeah.
Just pay for it.
Global entry.
Yeah, get global entry. Then you're always TSA pre and you just like, the line is shorter. You don't have to take your shoes off. Don't have to take your laptop out. It's just... See, we can be positive.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Gabriel?
Yai.
What's worth it or not worth it?
So I go to this place in El Paso, Texas, that is a little hole in the wall that is a taco place, to say. But these tacos are so god-awful that they are so good. It is the dirtiest place you'll ever go to, and it is the soggiest tacos you'll ever have.
You're saying soggy tacos... are good.
Absolutely.
Traveling for soggy tacos.
You would drive to El Paso, 100%. Texas right now for a soggy taco.
100%. It is so horrible that it is good.
I'm confused at this is the dirtiest place I've ever been. 5 stars.
That's really, what's the name of it?
It's called Chico's Tacos.
Chico's Tacos.
Okay.
It is only located in El Paso, Texas, but it is so dirty and it is so gross.
You stop saying it's so dirty. Yeah,
they're like, hey, enough.
Enough. Thanks for the plug, weirdo. Here's a weird thing for me, and I've never talked about this before. Maybe I have. Del Taco, who I said I'd never eat or whatever, and there's one in my neighborhood, and then all of a sudden my neighbor, who's like kind of eats good food and whatever, he was like, every once in a while they have birria, and they have birria ramen. I'm going to tell you right now, it's 5 star. It's ramen noodles with birria in it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And they also have birria street tacos. They don't have it all the time.
Hey, they closed.
What?
Del Taco.
No, they didn't.
All of their Colorado locations.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
When?
Today.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
What?
I'm 100% being serious.
No way. Del Taco is gone?
Yeah. All of their Colorado locations.
No!
I'm going to say this. I know that other restaurants, like Soggy Taco Place, make birria ramen. If you know where to get birria ramen in this city, I need you to text right now to 303-222-5423. If you're being serious,
I'm 100%
my heart
being
is
serious.
Absolutely ripped out of my chest.
I'm so sorry.
We were being positive.
Look I couldn't at handle it.
Christina.
Yay.
Worth it. What's worth it?
Oh, my gosh. So my husband and I, we fly out once a year for the last 3 years to Dallas, get a hotel, and we eat at Hurtado's Barbecue, the best barbecue in the whole wide world. I own restaurants, and I'm a snob, so I love this barbecue.
What's good
about
it? About
three or four, oh, my gosh. I don't even know. Just the way they smoke it. It's got to be the love because they have the line out the door from morning till night until they sell out every single day.
Okay, hold on. I need to qualify two things. So you're saying not only do you fly there to a city that's not close, and then you wait in line for this. It's that good.
Yes, and we eat it every day for 3 to 4 days.
Jesus, what?
And then on the way to the airport, we stop at the nearest, they have two locations, we stop at the nearest Hurtado's, and we fill a carry-on and bring it home.
What in God's name? It's got to have meth in it or something.
The carry-on was full of Tums on the way there.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. It is so good.
Hurtado's, and it's only in Dallas.
Mm. In Dallas, Austin, they have two locations, yes.
All right.
Sounds all right. Good. We're going to find it.
Yeah.
I am so flipping hungry and so sad right now.
Me too.
Okay. Thank you. Alyssa. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Alyssa. Let it go. What's worth it?
So flying to New Orleans, going to Drago's and getting charbroiled oysters, totally worth it.
What is Drago's? Is it a famous place?
It's just like a famous restaurant down in New Orleans, and it was worth it. I love fresh seafood, and it was really good.
Really? I don't know if I could do oysters.
It's a party city.
Okay.
Yeah, seafood. And
but
especially,
are you hammered when you, because like New Orleans, you're just hammered.
No. These were pre-Bourbon Street.
Okay.
So would you book a flight just to go eat these oysters again?
100%.
Wow.
I think we have to go on a food tour.
I can't believe how it's all food.
Yeah, but seafood, I'm like, I don't know. That's a long way to go for.
Well, you don't like it, period.
Yeah.
What
are you afraid of, Aaron?
I just don't like oysters.
But I think she said they charboiled them. So it's like, it's not, then
so
it's
they're
not
slimy?
Not
as, oh, okay. Mm. Then I'd be down.
Linda.
Yay.
Yay.
Worth it.
Oh, drive 3 hours to Oak Creek, Colorado. That's 3 hours one way. Go to Big Tuna's restaurant and have his chicken fingers.
Chicken fingers?
I'm not driving
3 hours
for chicken fingers when I can get dino bites at King Supers. What's in them? Why is it good?
No. He took the breast and he would fillet, or he would butterfly it, and then he would cut it into the shape of a hand. So literally you're being
the chicken fingers.
Served a chicken hand.
Oh, I like
is
that.
Is it still exist? Because you're using the past tense a lot. Does it?
Well, it does. I do believe it still exists. It got sold because Mark and Carrie Littman owned it, and then Mark passed away in 2001. But it was.
But the chicken finger lives on.
I don't know. I haven't seen that.
I just need a win today because Aaron has broken my heart.
I'm sorry.
With Del Taco.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.